We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Over in Lancaster, South Carolina. Good evening or morning, Jerry. What's on your mind?
Hey, Jim. I just wanted to say that, you know, the Democrats, they want to stand on this proud thing that they're doing the right thing for the country. I understand we're up to 60 million abortions now in this country, thanks to Democrats. And Vince played a thing about a young man named Freddie Figures that was thrown away in a dumpster. Now he's just has done wonders for the medical community. Can you imagine what could have been done without all those abortions? We could have a new power grid. We could be to Mars by now. Who knows? But I'm just tired of the Democrats. They're all worried about this, worried about the kids at the border, but yet they support murdering children. I just don't understand it, Jim.
Well, it is an entirely different mindset. For the Democrats, of course, in many cases, you're talking about a pregnancy as being a severe inconvenience. And consequently, it is convenient for them to treat unborn children as being a blob of protoplasm, I suppose. But again, anything that does not get in the way of career aspirations, you ought to be more careful, I suppose. If you are afraid of a pregnancy interrupting your career, you ought to be a little more careful about your behavior. But that's a large part of it. We're talking about a whole different set of values, Jerry, and we're talking about differences that far transcend mere public policy. We're talking about viewpoints that are barely compatible with one another. That's what we're talking about. This is, I know that we hear every 4 years, this is the most important election in a lifetime, the most important election ever. This is one of the more important elections in recent memory, without question. And that's why it's urgent that everybody be sure that everybody you know is registered to vote and votes. It matters. Are you registered to vote, Jerry?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
Good for you. And you got to make sure that your family and your friends are. Again, you know, you don't want to become a person that nobody wants to be around. Here comes Jerry again. He's going to tell you to vote. And if you're employed somewhere, your boss may take exception to you proselytizing political support at work. But wherever you can, it's vital that everybody magnify their vote legally by getting others of like mind to vote. So I hope that you'll do that.
Yes, sir. I certainly will, Jim. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate your thoughts, Jerry. Thank you very, very much. Jerry points out very accurately that we are engaged here in what is, without question, a major clash of values, or some might argue lack of values. I wouldn't argue that that's the case at all. Going to the text line now at 10 minutes past 11, somebody needs to read to these idiots the demands and list of people not to be prosecuted that Yovanovitch presented to the new Ukraine president. That's why she was fired. Texter says, these people do not get to set foreign policy. They do work for the president, whoever that is. They are only messengers for the policy of the president at that time, thanks CMAC. That's a very key point that CMAC put forward there. These people do not get to set foreign policy. However, they think that they should be able to set foreign policy. You must understand the view of the entrenched bureaucracy, the deep state, if you will, in this context. They are there. They do the job all the time. They've done it for a career. They were here before President Trump. They'll be here after President Trump. And they genuinely believe that they should get to set foreign policy. Darn it, they know more than other people do. Just as they know more than you and me in general, they know more than presidents with whom they disagree. And, of course, they have crossed the line over to the dark side. It is one thing to think that you have an insight that maybe the president lacks. at which point you simply tell the president, I believe, sir, you ought to be considering this or that or whatever. But when you are convinced that you are so right that you get to usurp the choice of the people, you have crossed over to the dark side big time. And we have far too many Darth Vaders running around in the halls of the bureaucracy. They do, in fact, as this texter says, do the work for the president, whoever that is, and they are only messengers for the policy of the president at that time. And again, for a president to have policy priorities and preferences, that's not an impeachable offense. In fact, you could argue that if a president lacked such policy preferences and priorities, that might be an impeachable offense. Presidents are elected in part on what it is they wish to do. And bureaucracies are not there to circumvent that, even though they're convinced that they know better. First of all, it is the height of arrogance to even assume that you do. But second, that doesn't mean that you actually do. And if you do know better, too bad. You run for president. All right, it's 13 past 11 o'clock, and Denise calls in from Columbia. Hello, Denise.
Hello. I voted for Trump for the past, 46 years plus. I have voted for a Republican mm-hmm. for president.
Uh-huh.
As I'm watching these impeachment hearings, I think it's pretty well established that this is going nowhere in the Senate. So this is just an exercise in having the House do its will. But as I've been looking at this, a couple of things are bothering me. The fact that the Ukrainians did not know that the money was withheld, to me, doesn't make any difference. What they knew for sure was they didn't have it at the time in hand. And they also know that they're going to need it again next year, and should Trump be elected, for the next 4 years, and that this particular person with whom they're dealing in an inferior power position would be the person to decide to release it or not release it and under what circumstance. So, the timing of whether they knew and when they knew, to me, isn't really all that relevant. The whistleblower issue, to me, isn't that big a deal either. Whether they were biased or not, as long as what they were saying was the truth, if there's a meth house two doors down from me and I don't like the people, I don't like their barking dogs, and I don't like anything else about them, I have a bias against them, but the fact that I've reported them as a meth house doesn't make it any less true.
Yeah. Points well taken, Denise, and I thank you for sharing those. I would note that there is a difference between what is indisputably true and what you think is true. And if you lack firsthand knowledge, then perhaps you might want to realize that perhaps what you think is true is not actually true. Just a few fine points to be brought out here. All right, Jim Bohannon in for Vince Coakley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, it's 20 minutes past 11 o'clock. It's a Friday morning. It's the Vince Coakley radio program, minus Vince, a serious deficiency, but we'll do the best we can to keep you going with text messages and, of course, calls from people like Kevin in Charlotte. Good morning, Kevin. Oh, Kevin.
Yes, you got me?
Yes, sir. You're on the radio.
Yeah, I got a question. The mm-hmm. fact that Trump is a businessman and he's not a politician, I think that's what freaks everybody out. because he knows what he's doing, trying to drive the point home to do it the correct way. And these people all, you know, have been there forever saying, oh, he's got to be my way or the highway. And I think that's exactly what's going on. When Pelosi came out the other day and talked about, you know, bribery, they should have pulled out that Joe Biden video and showed him and sat there and said, hey, what is this? If this is not bribery that Biden did, why is what Trump did? They got the money. There was no investigation. You know, that's the part that blows me away.
And let's not forget, too, that it was the loss of Crimea and the eastern quarter of Ukraine occurred on Barack Obama's watch, not Donald Trump's watch.
Exactly.
And since that time, Trump has more or less stabilized the situation. So yeah, you're right.
And their fabrication about Putin and all that, that's just another way to keep the media people going, oh, yeah, it's got to be something. It's got to be something so that all the younger people think, hey, he's a bad person. The younger people don't realize that this man has made it so more efficient for everybody, but they don't want to acknowledge that because then it would be giving in to the fact that how good he is.
Mm.
You know, I think that's the whole bottom line.
Well, I would note that he, of course, is a politician. He has been since he declared for the presidency. He hasn't always been the best politician. He's learning on the job, but he has learned a certain amount. I still note that at times his blurting can be his own worst enemy, and I wish that he could put that under control. But he's certainly done better than, frankly, I thought he was going to do, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody makes mistakes. And like you said, when you learn on the job, yeah, there's some things that you trip over. But other things that he's done that have been so positive, they just, you know, forget about that. They forget. And he tries to bring up, hey, guys, let's talk about things that are helping Americans, health care, you know, drug prescription drugs. They never bring that up. Because they know if he starts talking about that and he starts changing things, they'll all freak out. And, oh, he did it again. He made it right. You know, I mean, they're all worried about China. When this thing gets all done, China says, yeah, okay, you know, we're going to give and you give and, you know, and it helps the whole world. You know, they won't give him any acknowledgement of that, you know.
Yeah.
It's just amazing how they're so one-sided, like you said, and you get in deep conversations with people and they try to force it down your throat, and you're like, no, my Christian values say I can do this, you know, because it's the right way to do things.
Yeah. Of course, if in fact all of this fails, if the impeachment and conviction effort fails, which it inevitably will, they don't have anywhere near the votes to convict him, if in fact it does not keep him from being reelected, Kevin, they may be forced to actually deal with the man. They'd have four more years of him, and you can only cry wolf so many times before people are going to stop listening. They might actually be forced to deal with things like immigration and health care and the like. Hard to believe.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Appreciate your thoughts very much, sir. Thank you, Kevin, giving us a shout-out today on the Vince Coakley radio program. It's now 24 past 11. Jim Bohannon sitting in today and allowing the time to pass right up to rush time. Rush, rush, rush. All right. Let's see here what the other texters are saying here. Foreign policy is set by the president, who is elected by the citizens of the United States and no one else. All Foreign Service officers can and should be replaced at every election to ensure the will of the people, not the swamp, is carried out. This is exactly how corruption occurs and benefits career government employees at home and abroad. I'm not sure that it would be possible to replace every single career diplomat every 4 years or every time a new administration comes online. There is a certain level of competence that should be there. However, people who will stop doing their job, which is to represent the president and be the messenger for that president's point of view, those people should be called out without question. Without question. Texter says, if people think for 1 minute the Democrats are going to be transparent to us Americans, they'd better think again, and we're only going to hear what they want to tell us. Obama never talked to the press and only took few questions. Actually, this president has been better at speaking with reporters than President Obama was. And in point of fact, if you talk to reporters, as I have, you will find that many of them were not all that happy with the Obama White House. In fact, he did not often talk to the press and did not respond to questions. This president does not often respond, of course, in a way that some in the press would like him to, but that's not the president's job. All right? Let's talk to Vernon in Mount Holly next up on the Vince Coakley program. I'm sorry, I stand corrected. We are due for Joe in York. Sorry about that. Is Joe in York there?
Thank you, Mr. Bohannon. A friend of mine heard all the hearings, and I only heard part of them, but I think what my friend was telling me, he thinks it's hurt the Democratic Party enormously because of what we saw in little bits and pieces over the years were things like tell Putin I'll have more flexibility kind of thing commented by President Obama.
Right.
And then arms given or money given to Iran, things like that, our enemy, and a few other things. And then withholding arms from Ukraine, which – in 1994, that there was the Russia and the United States said they would defend Ukraine against invasion.
Oh, we signed a guarantee of their territorial integrity. The U.S. President Clinton, Tony Blair, the British Prime Minister, and the leaders of Ukraine and Russia in 1991 guaranteed the territorial integrity of Ukraine. Well, that shows you how much that guarantee was worth.
Yeah, exactly. And so what I think is my friend was saying he doesn't even know it. He thinks it was treasonous what Obama did and some other stuff Obama did. So he said that the Democrats, you know, and I don't think Obama did it to be a treason. Anyway, it brought it's bringing a bad image to that whole party.
Well, it does. It does. I don't know if it rises to the level of treason, abandoning erstwhile allies and breaking promises. Probably don't rise to the level of it, of an impeachable offense either. But it was certainly wrong, and I concur with you entirely on that, Joe.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Vernon is in Mount Holly now. Hello, Vernon.
I'd like to ask you, what can Christian people do?
Well, you can do what everybody else does. You can vote. You can organize. You can do all kinds of things.
Let me get a word in there. I voted. I'm 80 years old. I vote. And Vince brings out they kill 60 million babies. Well, that's the Democrats. That's what Bill Clinton, Roe versus Wade.
Well, of course, Roe versus Wade far preceded Bill Clinton, but he didn't change anything in that regard. That's true. As I say, what you can do is what everybody else does. You can vote and organize and make your voice heard. That's what you can do.
That's what I do.
Well, good for you. Then you're doing what you can do. There's not a lot beyond that that you can do. All I can tell you there, Vince, Vernon, pardon me. I'm the substitute Vince. You're the real Vernon. All right, very good. More to come. Jim Bohannon for Vince Coakley here on a Friday morning. Dr. JP in Charlotte. Hey, Doc.
How you doing? I appreciate
I'm fine, sir, call. Although it hurts right here. Could you recommend something like 2 aspirin and call you in the morning?
Yeah. Well, I'm okay. Not really a doctor. I'm a scientist.
I see. Well, go ahead. Very good.
Well, listen, I keep hearing these people talking about how they think Trump is soft on Putin. If you can go back several months to the war memorial in France when all the heads of state were there, it shows Putin walking way out of his way to shake Trump's hand. And the look on Putin's face was nothing but total respect. I wish they could keep showing that on TV.
The president at times has been a little bit too enamored of Vladimir Putin being a strong leader. Being a strong leader is not necessarily a virtue when you you run a thugocracy, a dictatorship. But I think that the thing about, I suppose, Donald Trump that has gotten the most respect from the Vladimir Putins and President Xi of China would be his unpredictability. They're just not sure what to expect, and that has probably kept them somewhat on their heels. So, yeah. Point taken, Dr. JP.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Appreciate your call very much. And we go to John in Charlotte to give us some thoughts today. Hello, John.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Hey, so here's the deal. And the gentleman called a little while ago and asked, what could Christians do? And, mm-hmm. I think the gist is this. Act like a Christian. I mean, you know, believe it or not, there are Democrats and lefts who are Christian. There are people on the right and conservatives who are Christian. We just got to act like it. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, there are things that he does, Trump does, that make me cringe that I just don't like. I just want to, you know, stomp my feet and go, what are you doing? But I pray for him. I pray for our country. And we do the best we can do as humans to live a good life. But, you know, all of this stuff, at the end of the day, I agree with you. As a nation, we can vote. Come next November, if we don't like where we're at, then go out there and vote and say, you know what? I'm voting against him. If you're for him, then vote for him. But at the end of the day, we got to pull all this together as a nation and just realize we are Christians, you know, and we've got to come together. This is just not doing us any good, the name-calling, the back and forth. We got to pull it together.
Well, I certainly agree that I would like to see us do that. And I, other than joining you in calling for some return to what amounts to civility, I don't know what else to say. It doesn't seem to be enough. In fairness to those on the right, I would note that we didn't exactly start this. That the calls for all the change and you're all a pack of homophobes, racists, and sexists. That started with the left. And so, again, maybe replying in kind isn't either the correct option or the Christian option, John, but it certainly is an understandable option.
Sure, agreed. And, you know, it just is this, you know, judgment comes from both sides. I mean, the name-calling and stuff can go back and forth, and that's mm-hmm. where the politics sometimes just gets in the way of us being human beings, and that's sad. But you know, we do get it from both sides, and you know, it's sad sometimes to hear the back and forth with the emotions and not the thoughts, and we all get wrapped up into it. And I guess that's human beings.
Yeah, I suppose that you can sum it up as just that we are human beings, and of course, very very fallible human beings. But nonetheless, your message is crystal clear and important, John, and that is that we should, to the extent possible, try to lower the rhetorical level. And I know that's odd coming from a talk show host, but I think that you're quite correct. I'm going to check out some of the things that are being said textually here. We have from Alan R. in Spartanburg, we have another limerick alert. Michael Bloomberg's campaign may have died when the Dems in the clown car denied him a place in their car. Yes, it is a low bar, but you have to be this tall to ride. Ah, bless you. Yes, I got a million of them. We're here all week. Try the roast beef. Now, I would note being this tall. In fact, I understand that the other day that Adam Schiff and Michael Bloomberg were both playing handball next to the curb. Ah, yes. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. In any event, that's one interesting thing about the field, I might add, of Democratic candidates here. Stature in the past, by that I mean physical stature, has tended to matter even shorter than either of those two gentlemen, by the way, is Kamala Harris. And I'm not saying that this is a rational, reasonable way to pick a presidential candidate, but in the past, for the most part, the shorter of the two candidates has lost. That has tended to be the trend in our history. And I just pass that along for what it's worth. I mean, Michael Bloomberg on the all-Kamala Harris basketball team, Bloomberg would jump center. Okay? Other texters here. There was a fellow who, let's see. Though I like Vince, where can I find you, Jim, when you're not just filling in? Thanks. JimBohannonShow.com. JimBohannonShow.com. There you go. Another texter says, hey, Jim Bohannon, I disagree with you. Those people can be replaced. It would be a little bit of effort, but that is part of draining the swamp, getting rid of the pustules. Haven't said that on the radio in a while. Getting rid of the pustules, which have been allowed to grow, and the fungus that has rooted itself in our political system. To the extent possible, again, it would not be even remotely practical to rip out every single career diplomat every time an administration changes. Replacing them would take half of the administration to do so. I would simply note that there are some who will, in fact, do their job, which is to be the messenger for the president, leave him alone, and go after the ones who are so arrogant that they refuse to acknowledge that, in fact, there are people who are their superiors, and that's the real problem here. The swamp is formed by people who refuse to acknowledge their place. And again, arrogance goes a long way inside the Beltway. Let's not forget the old definition of who goes to Washington, D.C., everybody who was ever student body president. And there's a lot of truth in that. Remember all the people that ran for student body president? Well, here they are. All right. It's been a lot of fun. We'll see where these hearings go. Again, remember, the idea is not to remove Donald Trump by means of an impeachment trial. It is to weaken his support so that people vote him out of office. And how you feel about that? Well, you can come up with that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.